And not far away is the new year, 2009. And many of us for the past two decades have looked forward every year, about this time of year, to the New Year's edition of The Economist, the predictions issue. The 2009 edition has come out, and it starts with an apology. Daniel Franklin, executive editor of The Economist and editor of this issue, joins us now from London. Welcome, Daniel.
Hello.
What are you apologizing for?
Well, we always, every year, actually look back at the previous year's edition and say, you know, how do we do? What do we get right? What do we get wrong? And, of course, we got quite a lot wrong last year because so many extraordinary things have happened in 2008. We saw some of it coming, but not all of it. And so I thought it was appropriate to run through some of the things we didn't get quite right and to say, you know, we were telling it how it wasn't.
But, Daniel, just to get this straight, you aren't actually apologizing for the wretched year that was 2008 as though it was your personal responsibility in some way. Because I'd love to know that.
Got the predictions better.
I see. I just want to remind people, Stephen Zellin is here, the singing CPA who's been talking about fees and has been thinking about predictions. He's in our studio here. But anyway, continue.
Daniel, so give us a quick synopsis of what you didn't get right. And then there were a few that you actually did get right.
Well, we expected it to be a very tough year for the economy, but not as tough as it actually turned out to be. So we didn't foresee the fall of, you know, titanic institutions on Wall Street, and we didn't expect the government to have to intervene to the extent that it has. And then we got the election prediction wrong as well. We, at this time, or at the time we came out last year, we were expecting Hillary Clinton to win, and of course it's always risky to make such a prediction, but it seemed like the best guess at the time, and of course that turned out to be wrong.
Yeah, ouch. You know, we've been getting a lot of calls from listeners who are trumpeting their pride in having predicted that one right. Not too many people are getting much right, but the Obama predictors have been flooding our phones.
Yes. We got some things right, I'm happy to say. We had a pretty good Olympics. We predicted the medals table fairly accurately, that China would win the most golds for the first time, that there would be lots of trouble over Tibet in the run-up to the Games, and there would be quite a lot of controversy surrounding it. And we did get some economic woes right. We were particularly worried about London, because London faces special problems, its reliance on the city of London, the financial services industry.
Right.
And also we predicted the collapse of the Shanghai Stock Exchange. So there was quite a bit right there too, but I think it's only fair to say, you know, put our hands up and say we didn't see the scale of what was coming.
You didn't see, for instance, the fact that there would suddenly be no investment banks in the United States anymore?
It would go to zero?
You kind of missed that one?
Yeah.
But you tell us, though, that there are 2.5 reasons why we should read your 2009 predictions issue. 2.5 reasons, Daniel? That seems rather precise.
Well, it's a bit tongue-in-cheek, but one reason is that we do get some things right. The second reason is that the point of predictions, I think, if you read them properly, is not necessarily the actual prediction itself, but the sense, when you take a year as a whole, of the global agenda, what sorts of things are we going to be worried about, and what sorts of issues are going to be arising in the year ahead? What trends do we see?
And so, what do you see
for the coming year?
Yes, in 2009.
Well, I think for the coming year, first of all, it's the economy again. Of course, is going to be a huge issue.
I don't think you can miss that one. Whoa!
No.
Yikes.
But that has to be the biggest. But in politics, I mean, everybody, of course, is going to be watching the new Obama administration, not just in America but around the world. But it's actually a big year for elections elsewhere as well. You have the world's most populous democracy. India has a vote. The entire European Union is voting in European elections. And plenty of other interesting places, Indonesia, Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, all have national elections.
Right, but are you going to predict Eurovision's top single?
Well, it's being held in Russia. So maybe the Russians will win. You know, that's become perhaps an example of the most rigged voting that exists in the world.
Speaking of elections.
And Stephen Zellin, the singing CPA, is with us.
You got any predictions,
Stephen?
You
want to chime in? Any predictions for 2009?
I think there'll be more layoffs. I think that the Obama administration will increase income taxes. I think the credit card debts will come to roost. And I think that people will invest in themselves more.
Invest in themselves more.
What do you think, Daniel?
It's kind of a touchy-feely prediction, not something The Economist is known for, Daniel.
Well, I think it's true that people will have more time on their hands in some cases to reflect on their lives. So that might be the case. But I'm not sure that they will invest money in themselves. They're going to be short of money.
So they'll be, like, taking up hobbies. What does invest in yourself mean, Stephen? Let's get a little more
clarity
that, on that.
I think that, you know, before people would, you know, buy stocks that they didn't even know what they stood for. And now even the S&P 500 is a little bit dubious in most people's minds. So I think they'll really reflect on what they want to do with their life and with their money, and they'll invest it in themselves.
You know, Daniel, one last question before we go. One of our listeners alerted us to this. So you've been covering the Madoff scandal, correct?
Yes.
Our listener said that this could have been predicted simply by noting his name, Madoff, like Madoff with the money. Whoa.
Well, it does look rather ironic. It was sort of predicted by some people were actually looking at into his operations and sort of sounding alarm bell quite a long while ago. So there were some people, again, you mentioned people who were proud of their Obama predictions. There are some people who are looking good on that front as well.
Well, there's something in there for everyone. Daniel Franklin, we appreciate your time and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Good luck at 09, Daniel.
Thank you.
Daniel Franklin is the executive editor of The Economist and editor of The World in 2009, which is a special issue, and it will be on the stands through March.
And the singing CPA. Is there more than one singing CPA, Stephen?
I'm sure there is.
Stephen Zellin. Okay, so a singing CPA has also joined us for this hour. Stephen, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for inviting me, John.